Welcome to Victory Christian Center of Rancho Mirage, California. We are a house of mercy and a church for the harvest, shaking the desert with the power and the love of God, taking Jesus to the world from the Coachella Valley. We pray that the word that you are about to listen to will increase and strengthen your faith. Enjoy today's message. Victorious, he lay victorious, over
sin, over death, over all. Bible, this is God speaking to me. I am who the Bible says I am. I have what God's word says I have, and I can do what the scriptures say I can do. I'm going to preach first, and then we're going to pray over students and any educators here. I know we have some teachers here, I believe, and we're going to send you all back into the classroom, infused with power from the Holy Spirit, claiming God's protection, and so we're going to do that at the end. So if you have your Bible, turn with me, if you would, to Proverbs 3. And I'm going to talk to you today about making a quality decision and how God wants to help us to make great decisions. And anyone here ever need to make a decision that you want God's help or God's direction or God's wisdom? So that's what I'm going to talk to you about today. And you know, a lot of times people are really good about making decisions of how other people ought to live their life. But then sometimes their life is a little jacked up. And so it'd be good to, get ourselves squared away and then have some wisdom that we might share with others, but that's just not how it works. So be careful who you hear. Jesus said, take heed what you hear. And get good wisdom for your decisions. There was a little boy sitting out on the curb in front of Walmart. He's 10 or 12 years old, you know, and sitting out there and this great big Walmart bag full of candy, and he's just eating that candy and eating that candy. And a man came along and said, son, that's not good for you. He said, you shouldn't be eating all that candy like that. He said, that's not healthy. You won't live long. And he said, the little boy said, well, my grandfather lived to be 105. And the man said, well, did he eat a lot of candy? And the little boy said, no, but he did mind his own business. So, first of all, I want to tell you that there are, and here's something some of us in the room have dealt with, is some perfectionism and kind of a fear of making a decision that it won't be the perfect decision, or it won't be just exactly the absolute perfect decision. Well, let me say there are no perfect decisions, so to speak. No perfect decisions, but there are purposeful decisions, and there are powerful decisions, there are peaceful decisions, and there is no perfect decision because it always, our decisions are always made through this human vessel. And God does want to lead us, and as Lori just sang, His Word is a lamp and light, and He wants to guide us, but there's just no, life isn't perfect, and no decision is perfect, and nothing is perfect but Jesus, and we're not with Him yet. But I want to start with a quote from Dr. Robert Schuller, and we'll end with this as well. And I just think it's so succinct in encouraging us to take our time to make quality decisions. Here's from Robert Schuller. Never cut down a tree in the winter time, and never make a negative decision in the low time. And never make your most important decisions when you're in your worst moods. Wait, be patient. The storm will pass, and the spring will come. Is that beautiful? That's moving to me. So, first of all, in Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, here's God's encouragement to us. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and don't depend on your own understanding. I'm reading from the New Living because I like this last line. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. So, first of all, let me just say a couple things based on Schuller's quote there, and almost poetic. Never make decisions when you're hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. Halt. You've probably heard that before. Halt. Hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. And Tammy Faye used to, when she would quote that a couple times, she said, I always add an S onto it when you're stressed. So halt. Hungry, angry, lonely, tired, or stressed. That's not a great time to make a decision. But when we can get ourselves in that place of peace, that's a great time to make a decision. Robert Schuller, in one of his books to pastors, said, never see people when you're frazzled. And I embraced that for quite a while. I thought that was just a great word of wisdom. But one time I violated that idea, and I was frazzled. And I don't even think I'd shaved that day. And just kind of weary, and someone called, and it was important. It's, of course, it always is. Very important, I have to see today. Very important, I have to see today. And so I said, okay, and I gave in, and I was frazzled, and I went to the office. And they came in, and it wasn't that important. And they ended up saying, you know, Pastor, I think the Lord sent me in here to encourage you today. And so, no, I don't need you to encourage me. I need to be home resting and praying. That's what I need. But this was so important. So here I am. I showed up. But anyway, because you don't do your best when you're frazzled. You don't do your best when you're not in peace. You don't do your best when you're hungry, angry, lonely, tired, or stressed. And so important to be in that space where good decisions can be made. T.L. Osborne once said, I was speaking at a conference in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and I was one of the day speakers. You know, I'm reluctant even to mention my name along with his, but he was, of course, one of the keynote speakers at that conference, and T.L. Osborne is a great man of God who led millions of people to the Lord, mostly in third world countries in India and Africa. And he said to me, I was a young preacher in my early 20s, and he said, you know, the money you spend on your own tranquility is the cheapest money you'll ever spend. Because in an atmosphere of tranquility, God can give you ideas, and one idea could be worth a million souls. And so making decisions when we're stressed and scrambled and not in a place of peace is not a good idea. So if you want to make a quality decision with God's help, number one, it is important for us to create that space and that place to make a good decision. So Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all that you do, and He will show you which path to take. I'd also like to read from the book of Proverbs. I want you to turn there with me, if you would. Proverbs 11, first of all. We'll look at a couple of passages in Proverbs. But as you turn there, let me just say I have 4 points today. And number one is, when you want to make a quality decision, one really helpful thing to reflect on as you make that decision is, what is your purpose? Now, if you've not found a sense of purpose in your spirit or in your heart, or you don't feel like you have specific direction from heaven, I encourage you to go to the info booth or to the bookstore and get a copy of my book, Making Your Dreams a Reality, because a lot of that book is about how to, with God's help, develop a sense of your purpose and your dream, because that is such a guiding force in decision-making. Are you here? So if someone offers me twice as much money as I make selling insurance in Blythe, I'll know right away for two reasons. One being, my purpose is here. And the other, well, I'll let you guess on that, the Blythe part. So my purpose would guide that decision. See, so I wouldn't even have to really pray about it. I wouldn't have to think about it because I know unless the Lord changes my purpose and my assignment, I know that I belong here. I belong with you, and we need one another. And so it would be silly for me to move to Blythe to sell life insurance, even if it was a lot more. I wouldn't even have to think about that because purpose would guide. I remember a few years ago, Al and Olga. Someone came to them and said, "Hey, we want you to. We're gonna start a church split, and we want you to come with us. And we want you to come with us. And if you do, we'll do this and that. We'll make you part of the leadership, and we'll ordain you, and we'll do all this. And but see, they reflected on that, and they said, "Wait, now our purpose isn't to split the church or to go. Our purpose is here." So they didn't have to think about it. A lot of people did think about it, and a lot of people prayed about it, and a lot of people got deceived. And so it's good. There are, I'm sad to report to you, opportunistic parasites in the kingdom. And just be careful. And do your own lifting. Hello? If you can. I mean, do your own lifting if you can. And that's why the scriptures, you know, four guys carried their sick buddy, the palsy guy, to the meeting with Jesus. And they couldn't get in, so they tore the roof off, lowered him down, and so on. He was healed. And then Jesus said, "Hey, you, take up your bed and walk. Be on your way." Now, I don't know. I think, to be honest with myself, I think I would have kind of missed the attention and the nurturant feeling of being carried by four people that were tending to me. "Oh, Pastor Jeff, get in the cot because we're going to take you here. We're going to carry you there." And a lot of people refuse to pick up their bed and walk even though they're healed and able to because they miss that warm, fuzzy feeling of being carried around by folks. And, you know, and he may have picked up his bed and said, "Gosh, this thing is heavy." And his four buddies would say, "Yeah, you ought to carry it with you in it. Come on, dude. Are you with me?" And so it's important for us to be responsible for ourselves, including decision-making. A lot of people run around, "What do you think I should do? What do you think I should do? I've got to get a prophecy. I've got to get a word." When many times the Lord doesn't want to lead us through a prophecy or through a word. He wants to lead us through the inward witness, the still small voice, the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And we're not looking out here for guidance, but we're looking within for guidance. Are you with me? All right. So number one, purpose. If you want to make a quality decision, is it in accordance with your purpose? Bob, will you, and I always use this as an illustration because I think it's funny. "Hey, would you join the bowling league?" Well, when is the bowling league? It's on Thursday night. You don't even have to think about it because you're going to be here on Thursday night. And we have service on Thursday night. You can't bowl on Thursday night. Are you kidding me? The devil's nuts, and he'll make you want to go bowl on Thursday. He'll make you want to bowl on a church night. It's crazy. Crazy. By the way, do you have that slide? There are human, wait just one second. There are human, well, that's okay. This is from the University of Massachusetts. This is a decision-making model. So if you want to jot that down real quick, we'll leave it up for a few seconds. That is helpful, isn't it? And there's more to it, actually. They can't get it all on the screen. There's probably 30% more than that. But that's how I want to make decisions right there. Or not. Okay, thanks, Eugene, for getting that for me. I kind of did that last minute, so thank you for doing that. Proverbs 11, verse 14, "Where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety." Yes. So number one, purpose will help guide you and me to make a quality decision. Number two, people. Now, not just any people, but people who have a word that is from heaven and is thoughtful and prayerful and based on a journey with God, and it is wise counsel, not just an opinion. How many of you know there's a difference between just someone having an opinion and wise counsel? There's a big difference. One's anointed and one's just off the top of someone's head. One's anointed by the Holy Spirit and guided by His wisdom. And one is just kind of shoot from the hip. Proverbs 15:22, similar verse, says, "Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established." So number one, if you want to make a great decision, what is your purpose? Does this fit with my purpose? Number two, what is the people that God has placed in my life as wise counselors, as people who provide godly input? What do they say? What is their wisdom? What is their counsel? And be very careful of people who just tell you what to do. That's usually not healthy or helpful, because God wants to guide us individually and not through someone else's directive. Now I want you to turn with me to the book of Philippians chapter. Well, actually, turn to Colossians chapter 3. I'll quote Philippians to you. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Colossians 3. Philippians 2:13 says, "God is working in us both to will and to do of His good pleasure." And I don't know about you, but when a tough decision is before me, there are times that I just wish someone would come and tell me what to do, but I know that's not how God does it. He is working in us. He's working in you. He's working in me. He's stirring. He's massaging our willingness. He's just like the master potter in the clay. He's shaping and working in us so that we will and we'll do, we want to do and we do His good pleasure. And that doesn't come from without, that comes from within. And then Colossians chapter 3, verse 15 says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you are called in one body, and be thankful." Now, I talked about a few weeks ago protecting your peace. It was a great message. I need to listen to that again myself. But really, God's our place of spiritual equilibrium is peace. That's where we're centered, is in peace. That's where we're anchored. That's where we have our feet on the ground spiritually, is when we are in peace. And so when you have a decision to make, make sure you're making that from a place of peace. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you're called. We're called to peace, and that peace can rule in our hearts. And the word rule means to be the umpire, as I explained during that message. And the umpire tells us when we're safe or when we're out, and if you're out of bounds, and that peace can be the umpire in our lives. And then Psalm 119, verse 130, we already heard it in song. Part of the message was in special music today. Psalm 119, verse 130 says, "The entrance of your word gives light." And the importance of having His word factored into our decision making. So number one is purpose. Number two is people. Number three is peace. If you want to make a good decision, is it peaceful? When in doubt, back out. You know, sometimes circumstances are so conducive to a certain decision. You know, you're somehow made your way into a car dealership, and you're that third level from the salesman, you know. "Well, I've got to get Bob to talk about this. Oh, this is who you want." And then your salesman's gone, and you're wondering, what happened? But then Bob takes over. And then Bob is asking the questions. And then Bob says, "I've got to get George." And George comes in, and then he's, you know, and so you're well into this process, which, by the way, is very scientifically designed to narrow you into a decision of yes. And you love that beautiful truck. And good news, we got you approved for a loan. So it must be God's will if the loan's approved. Are you with me? But if it's not peaceful, if you have to strive to attain it, you'll have to strive to maintain it. And you just don't want to get yourself ensnared by a great opportunity that looks so good from the natural perspective. If it's not peaceful, it's not God's way. And I forgot my, I went in the wrong order. Prayer is number two, actually, but prayer. So in all of your ways, acknowledge Him. So Father, I need Your wisdom. I need Your guidance. I need Your insight. I need Your direction. Purpose, prayer, people, and peace.
Thank you for tuning in today. We would love to see and to meet you at one of our weekend services. We are located at 34500 Bob Hope Drive in Rancho Mirage, California. Our services are on Sunday at 9 and 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Please check our website for more information at www.victorychristian.org and for the most up-to-date, exciting events that are taking place at Victory. We pray that you would prosper in every way and be in health just as your soul prospers. You are victorious.